This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A man was injured in a house fire in Monroe yesterday. It happened on Adams Street around 8:30 a.m. An 18-year-old was hospitalized with serious injuries, and a dog was rescued. The cause of the fire is still currently being investigated. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is in his final days, and he will give his farewell remarks tonight from his hometown of Amite. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says Edwards will highlight his achievements, which he believes is a smart move politically if Edwards wants to run again in 2027.
Especially with the Republicans taking over, if they fail, his reminders of what a great job he's done, according to him, will certainly pave the way for him to run again if he so desires.
Among the two-term governor's accomplishments is balancing the state budget and increasing funding for education. Pinsonat says Edwards was fortunate the state was able to receive federal funds after multiple natural disasters and the pandemic.
He was aided by the federal government, not so much the growth of Louisiana's population and accomplishments of keeping our people here. But you have to admit, he had a lot of money to spend, and he spent it, most people would say, wisely.
With less than a week before his successor, Governor-elect Jeff Landry, takes office, Pinsonat says this is Edwards' last chance to remind voters he's still the governor of the state's progress under his leadership.
Whether he runs or not in 4 years, yeah, we don't know yet, but you certainly set the stage for reminding people of how good a job he thinks he did, and he wants people to have the same opinion.
Edwards has stated he plans to return to work at his law practice and spend time with his first grandchild. Jarquesus Key, age 25, of El Dorado, is facing a trial in February for a first-degree murder and terroristic act he's accused of. He's accused of shooting Nathan Rainey Jr. in August 2022. Keyes turned himself in and claimed self-defense, stating that Rainey had threatened him with a gun. Ruston authorities are trying to get the latest info and figure out what happened at Waffle House around 2:30 a.m., on Louisiana 33, a man with a handgun has been identified as 22-year-old Rashad Singleton. He was seen with a pistol in his pants pocket and eventually taken into custody after refusing to remove his hand from the weapon. It was reported that Singleton made sexual gestures towards a woman in the restaurant and allegedly threatened her with the pistol. He was booked at the Lincoln Parish Detention Center for aggravated assault and firearm and illegal carrying of a weapon. Bail set at $150,000.